Good morning. This is Long Island Morning Edition on 88.3 WLIW FM, heard in Western Suffolk on 96.9 FM. I'm Michael Mackey. Suffolk County Executive Ed Romaine and District Attorney Ray Tierney made a rare joint appearance in front of the Suffolk County Legislature yesterday, imploring members to sign on to a letter urging Governor Kathy Hochul to adopt reforms aimed at improving child protective services. Vera Chinesi reports on Newsday.com that the recommendations were contained in a grand jury report released last week after investigation into the 2020 hypothermia death of 8-year-old Thomas Valva in Santa Mariches. The letter asks the New York State Legislature to amend social service confidentiality laws to allow a district attorney or grand jury to access unfounded sealed reports. The letter also asks the governor to convene two task forces to investigate the confidentiality laws and examine civil service requirements for caseworkers. "We have a simple, modest proposal," D.A. Tierney said. "We're asking for legislators to co-sign that letter with us so we can implement some of these changes so that we can not only keep our children in Suffolk County safe, but children in New York State safe all over." The special grand jury, which Tierney impaneled to investigate Thomas's hypothermia death on January 17, 2020, released the report Friday. It recommended no criminal charges against the county caseworkers who investigated allegations of abuse by the child's father. Riverhead Supervisor Tim Hubbard celebrated the accomplishments of his administration so far and highlighted changes yet to come during his first State of the Town speech yesterday. Alec Lewis reports on RiverheadLocal.com that the speech, titled "A New Day in Riverhead, Transparency, Civility, and Action," was delivered in front of roughly 40 people in the Riverhead Town Hall meeting room, mostly town officials, on his 100th day in office. Most of the speech highlighted the town's progress on initiatives already underway, such as downtown revitalization projects and improvements to Riverhead Town's infrastructure. But Hubbard also announced a few new initiatives, including plans to put police officers in two school buildings next school year. The supervisor said starting in September, the town anticipates having two armed police officers, also known as school resource officers, in school district buildings located within the town of Riverhead. One officer will be in the high school and another in the middle school. "This program not only makes our schools safe, but it builds community relationships with law enforcement," said Supervisor Hubbard. April has been declared Dark Skies Month in the town of Southampton. Southampton Town's Dark Skies Committee urges everyone to go out and observe the night wonders above us. "To see these constellations and planets, we need to minimize light pollution, turning off outdoor lighting by 10 p.m. and shielding light fixtures." Southampton Town's Dark Skies Committee invites you to their Celebrate the Night Sky event this coming Friday at 7 p.m. in the Southampton High School Planetarium. Astronomy teacher John Walsh will lead an exploration of night sky wonders in the SHS Planetarium and step outside to observe the real sky, weather permitting. Perfect for the whole family, free admission. Celebrate the Night Sky this coming Friday at 7 p.m. in Southampton High School. Former CNN anchor and analyst John Avlon has picked up another key endorsement in his bid to secure the Democratic nomination for the 1st Congressional District. As reported on 27East.com, Jay Jacobs, chairman of the New York State Democratic Party and chairman of the Nassau County Democrats, personally endorsed Avlon this week. Avlon hopes to unseat one-term incumbent Republican Nick LaLota in November. But first, he must defeat Nancy Goroff in the primary election on June 25th. Goroff ran unsuccessfully against former U.S. Representative Lee Zeldin in 2020. A statement by Jacobs appears on Avlon's website. John Avlon's unique background and career experience makes him the best candidate to unseat Nick LaLota, said Chairman Jacobs. He will work with President Biden to continue enacting meaningful bipartisan legislation that will improve the lives of working families here on Long Island. End quote. Since announcing his candidacy in February, Avlon has racked up a number of endorsements on the East End, including those of the East Hampton and Southampton Town Democratic Committees, the members of the East Hampton Town Board, as well as New York State Assemblyman Fred W. Thiel Jr. and former Suffolk County legislator Bridget Fleming, who LaLota defeated in 2022. Avlon left CNN in February. Prior to working with the network, he was editor of the Daily Beast and a one-time speechwriter for former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani. Avlon and his wife, Margaret Hoover, have a home in Sag Harbor. CD1 includes the entire East End and North Shore of Suffolk County, New York. This weekend, Long Island's volunteer fire departments will be holding open houses, trying to recruit new members. As reported on Newsday.com, the departments say membership has dwindled dramatically since the terror attacks of 9/11. Fire officials say they are looking for volunteers to perform a variety of duties to help out at emergency scenes, in addition to firefighting itself. State fire officials said Suffolk County was conducting a count of volunteer firefighters, but did not have an official tally yet. Local fire officials said economics, time, and lack of awareness and knowledge on how to get started are the main roadblocks to landing recruits. The annual Recruit NY weekend is designed to educate those who might be interested. Training for Long Island-based firefighters is extensive, helping volunteers prepare for a myriad of roles. In Nassau, would-be firefighters train at the Nassau Fire Service Academy in Bethpage. In Suffolk, they learn at the Suffolk County Fire Academy in Yaphank. But as officials said, being a volunteer doesn't mean you necessarily have to be an interior structure firefighter. Find out more at Firefighters Association of the State of New York website, FASNY. Baseball season has begun across America, so some local boys are asking you to come out and play with them. Hampton's Adult Hardball is a 30 and older wood bat baseball league. Teams are limited to 3 players that are 26 to 29 years old, non-pitchers. Limited roster spots are available for the 2024 Summer League. Outdoor workouts will take place on Sundays, April 14th, April 21st, and April 28th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Mashashabuit Park in Sag Harbor. Opening day is in May. Playoffs to conclude in July. For further information and player registration, visit HamptonsAdultHardball.com. That's HamptonsAdultHardball.com. Riverhead Supervisor Tim Hubbard took aim yesterday at Southampton Town's revitalization plans for Riverside, saying construction of a sewage treatment plant in the Southampton Town hamlet could lead to residential development that would funnel more students into Riverhead schools and drain other municipal resources. Tara Smith reports on Newsday.com that Hubbard, who took office in January, said during his first State of the Town address he had made it clear to Southampton officials that their plan to revitalize the hamlet across the Peconic River with up to 2,300 housing units would place an unfair burden on services in Riverhead. The supervisor listed Riverhead Library, Ambulance, Parks and Recreation Services as examples and stated the town of Riverhead might pursue legal action designed to protect the interests of our town and taxpayers. Stay tuned. End quote. A 2015 Riverside Revitalization Action Plan projected 2,300 new housing units could be built in the hamlet, half of which could be affordable apartments. Redevelopment of the Riverside area hinges on a new sewage treatment plant that Southampton officials have said is the key to spurring development. In 2022, the median household income for Riverside was $56,429, compared with a county average of $119,838, according to the latest U.S. Census figures. On Tuesday, Southampton's town board voted 5-0 to finalize the environmental review for construction of the sewage treatment plant, a key step in the advancement of the project. This has been Long Island Local News on Long Island's only NPR station, WLIW-FM. I'm Michael Mackey.